Psalm 1 tonight. I appreciate the good singing. Appreciate you singing out tonight. And what a joy it is to be in God's house one more time. Amen. Psalm 1, we'll look at these verses tonight. We were going to have the ordination service, Brother Kenyon, tonight. And I was geared preaching that way, but I told him I think we need to wait till next Sunday so more folk could be here at all. I know a lot of folk would like to be here for that service. So today I've kind of switched gears and had to get in a different direction than what I was going to go tonight. But I felt like the Lord just moved my heart toward this psalm. Give us something to help us in our daily Christian walk with God. Amen. And aren't you glad for the Word of God tonight? It is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. It's the guidebook. It's the rule book. It's everything. Amen. And I appreciate God's inspired, infallible word tonight. And what a blessing it is that God has given the English speaking people a perfect Bible. Amen. And I thank God for this old King James Bible tonight. Psalm 1 beginning in verse 1. The Bible said, blessed is a man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you, Lord, tonight for your mercy and for your grace. Lord, I'm so glad for your amazing grace that I came my way, birthed me in the family of God. Oh, Father, I pray for just a little while tonight that you'd give me the very words that I need to say. Give unction of the Holy Ghost that I might preach the preaching you bid us tonight. Lord, I pray you see that soul that's nearest hell in this place tonight. Help us as your people. May we grow in grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus. May we serve you more and better than ever before. And Lord, everything you do, we'll praise you and we'll thank you. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. You can be seated. I want to preach tonight out of these six verses on the blessed man and the ungodly man. The blessed man and the ungodly man. For the psalmist is dealing with both in these six short verses here tonight. And we want to look at them for just a moment tonight. First of all, we notice in verses 1-3, the blessed man. For the Bible said, blessed is the man. Now, he begins in these verses to describe that blessed man to us. First of all, in verse 1, he is a separated man. For the Bible said, how blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. I want to say tonight that blessed man, that godly man is a man who will be separated from the things of this world. Now, we're living in a day where a lot of folk don't think nothing's wrong and everything's right, but this Bible still declares us what's right and what's wrong. And in that verse, he said three things. He said, this man that's separated, he's not going to stroll with sinners, for he said, he walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Hey, when you begin going with people day after day, man, you're walking, you're strolling with them, it ain't long you begin to listen to their counsel. Oh, hey, who you hang around really does matter. Amen. The Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs that iron sharpeneth iron. Hey, we are affected by those who we hang around tonight. And he said that blessed man, he's not going to be found walking in the counsel of the ungodly. Hey, it behooves you to find folk that's saved to be your friends. Amen. Now listen to me. I'm not talking about isolating yourself out from the lost world. That ain't what I'm talking about. But this thing of running with the world will get you in trouble. Amen. We're to be friendly to sinners. We're to love sinners. We're to witness to sinners. I point them to Christ, but we cannot run with them. Amen. Hey, he said he's a separated man. He does not stroll with sinners. He also does not stand with the sinners. So the Bible goes on to say, neither standeth in the way of sinners. Now hear me, if you begin strolling with them, it won't be long you begin to stand with them, and you'll find yourself participating with them. Amen. There's a progression in that verse. You begin running with them, you'll wind up acting like them. Amen. Hey, we're in a day that it's more important than ever before that we be an example of the believer. Amen. Well, listen, the psalmist said, nor standeth in the way of sinners. Then also he said, he does not sit with sinners. For it said, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Man, I'm going to tell you something. You talk about getting in a mess, wind up being worldly. It's when you begin walking with them and you begin to stand with them, you'll wind up sitting with, you'll be right smack in the middle of all their wickedness. You say, no way. Oh, yeah. Even a saved person can get their life in a mess. Amen. Don't ever think you're above falling. Amen. And when you open the door of temptation, you're more apt to fall. Amen. So the Bible said this blessed man is a separated man. Well, there ain't much preaching on separation in our day, are they? It seemed like now everybody wants just to get along with everybody. And listen, I'm talking about how we do love them, we do care about folks. But hey, there is such a thing as biblical separation. The Bible still says in 2 Corinthians 6 and verse 17, wherefore come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. There is such a thing as biblical separation. Amen. We cannot run with this world. Amen. That's young people and that's adults. Amen. We find folk messing their homes up because who they get running with. Amen. So it's important that blessed man, that man knows God, he be a separated man. But also we find out in verse 2 that he needs to be a saturated man. For the Bible said, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Hey, we need a daily saturation in the Scriptures. Me and Brother Tim talked this morning. When you find someone who has become snared in sin, if you'll begin really talking to him and ask him, how was your Bible reading life? How was your prayer life? You'll find out he had become non-existent before they ever got snared. Yeah. Amen. Somebody said, preacher, I want to know more about the Lord. Well, here's the way to do it. Amen. Preacher, I want to know the will of God for my life. Right there it is. Amen. This Bible, my friend, is the food for your soul. It is the encouragement when you're discouraged. This Bible has everything you need in it. Amen. How like what one of my preacher friends said years ago, he's right. He calls this an M1611. With a 66 clip that never jams, but it always hits its target. Amen. You talk about something, friend, that the sights are set well on. This blessed old book is it. Amen. He talked about delighting in the law of the Lord. Hey, is the Bible your delight? Amen. Or is social media your delight? We go to meddling at Old Furnace Road tonight. Amen. If you'll delight in the Scriptures, it'll help you in living right. Amen. And desiring this book. Man, I promise you, the more you get in it, the more that inner man hungers for it. Amen. There's something about the Bible and the new man on the inside. We desire holy things and righteous things from the inward man. Oh, friend, he said there the delight of this blessed man is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. You know what I find out as I read and study the Bible? I find myself meditating on it. I don't have to make myself. That's right. If you're really reading and perceiving as you're reading, somewhere in the day, the Holy Ghost begins running it back through your mind. Amen. Now, I'll tell you when he'll really bring it back too, is when you get tempted. Amen. Well, when you're faced with something, what you've been reading somewhere come back automatically. Amen. Oh, that's right now. Hey, sometimes it could be by just you supposed to be honest. Man, you read something about the word the Bible talked about, being honest, being the just man, being right, you know. Hey, and God, the Holy Ghost, brings it back to your remembrance. Amen. Oh, thank God for the word of God. Get saturated in it. And I know for some it's just a little saying, a cliche, but I'll tell you, it's right, it's powerful. This Bible will keep you from sin, or sin will keep you from the Bible. Amen. So we need to be saturated in the Word of God. That blessed man is separate. He is saturated. But let me say also, we see he is situated in verse 3. For the Bible says he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Now we see a little word, and if it'd be all right, use this. We are sitting pretty. We're doing well. We are the people of God. For you see, the Bible lesson on that verse, that we're planted. Now, there's a big difference in something growing wild and something being planted. Matter of fact, I even had one preacher friend point out something. He preached a message one time on, are you potted or planted? Potted stuff at the store looks pretty good for a day or two, but it just don't last forever in that little old pot. But you get planted, then my friend, there's some stability. There's a way to for growth if you're planted. And the blessed man is planted by the rivers of water. We find that he is planted, but he is also productive. For the Bible says there he's planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. Hey, the proof of your root is your fruit. Amen. Hey, the reason there's not a lot of fruit in people, they have no root. Amen. Hey, if you're saved, and you listen to me well right here, if you're really saved, somewhere in your Christian life will be some real fruit. Amen. Hey, I've known people that maybe they didn't testify the greatest as other folk did, but at least every now and then they did strike fire. Amen. Hey, they would witness to somebody. Amen. There will be some fruit in your life. You say, preacher, I don't have a lot of fruit. That ain't what we're talking about. Now, we ain't here comparing how much fruit you've got and how much fruit I've got. Because Jesus, in that parable, the sower, said that man went through sowing seed, and he said that it was good seed. He said the problem's in the soil. Amen. And in that good soil, some brought forth 30, some 60, some 100. So we're not comparing fruit as how much you have or I have. It's just that you got fruit. Because sometimes, listen to me, it's just like missionaries that we take on. Some of them go to certain areas, and it seems like every letter they have, they've had people saved. I mean, a lot of folks saved. Then you'll have another missionary go to another place. He's doing good to have one or two every quarter. Does it mean he's less of a missionary? No. He is just bearing fruit. Some more, some less. Same thing about churches. Some churches grow, some don't. Amen. What we're doing, though, we're bearing some fruit. Amen. I want to have all the fruit God wants me to have. And by the way, I will say this, you can't produce the fruit. It'll be God producing it through you. Amen. You'll never produce any real fruit yourself. Amen. But he can produce it through you. That's right. And by the way, that comes from that spirit-filled life. Amen. And again, for those that are missing that, I am not a Church of God holiness, but I am a Bible believer that believes in the filling of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And that word filled means he's in control of you. Amen. If you get filled with the Spirit, then you can walk in the Spirit. And if you walk in the Spirit, you'll not fulfill the lust of the flesh. That's right. And so it takes him to produce that fruit in us. So the blessed man is a separated man. He is a saturated man. He is a situated man. But then let's look at this ungodly man in verse 4 through 6 just a minute. We find out, according to verse 4, he is temporary. He ain't really going to let, he thinks he's going to do all this, have all that kind of stuff and be on forever. But the Bible said, then God not so. They are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Hey, there's twofold things there I thought about today. Him being temporary, the fact that he ain't going to live forever and all he's got's not going to last forever. But you understand, talk about being driven of the wind. Do you know a lost man is driven by sin? It's his love. You say, oh, no. Oh, yeah. A lost man loves his sin. You know what held you back from getting saved quicker than you did? And listen to me. Somebody said, well, you get saved, the Holy Ghost will do it. That's right. But you know what? He dealt with me a long time. Amen. I could have got saved a lot sooner than I did if I would have yielded to him. But you know why I didn't? You know why you didn't? You loved your sin. Amen. That thrill of that sin. Oh, you liked it a lot. That's right. But when you finally got sick of your sin... Amen. Got sick of yourself and repented and turned to Christ, it changed. Amen. Hey, a lost man is driven by that sin. He like the chaff, the winds are blowing around. A lot of folk that's lost say, well, I'm my own man. I don't know about all that. Sin sure is driving you around. Amen. Hey, not only that, let me say this about the ungodly man according to verse 5. He's condemned. So look at verse 5 a minute. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. You're condemned as a lost person. You are condemned. Now, I will read you something. I can quote it, but I'm going to read it tonight. In John chapter 3, look at it. I want you to see it again. You know it. But you need to read again, your own eyes again. John chapter 3, we get accused as Bible-believing preachers a lot of condemning everybody. Well, I'm not condemning anybody. I'm not. I'm preaching the Bible. Because here it is, if you're not saved, you're condemned already. Look at what the Bible said, John 3, verse 18. Now, verse 16 is great. Everybody can quote that verse. Aren't you glad for John 3, 16? Thank God for it. But the chapter don't end with verse 16. Verse 18 says this, he that believeth on him is not condemned. Hey, you turn to him, you ain't condemned no more. You get saved, justified, made righteous. Amen. Hey, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Hey, you're condemned right now. Going to the great white throne judgment for the lost is nothing but the carrying out of the sentence. Do you hear me right there? Because they are guilty now. They are condemned now. Let me ask you a serious question right here. Do you remember being under the condemnation of God? You remember when you saw yourself lost, the Holy Ghost cut the light on you. You right then and there, I'm lost. Do you remember that load of condemnation that fell on you at that moment? Amen. You are condemned. Hey, you found out I'm condemned already. But thank God when you believed. Amen. That condemnation rolled off. Hey, I ain't felt condemned since that day, really. You listening to me? Why? That guilt of sin is gone. Amen. Amen. Hey, I'm no longer under the condemnation of God. Hey, it's good being saved. Hey, it's miserable being lost. Boy, I remember that. I remember rolling around the bed, lost without God. I remember going to church services, and the power of God began to move. Boy, I felt condemned. Let me say something. No preacher even pointed at me half the time. Nobody even come by my pew trying to get me to get up and go on. Nothing. But the whole time the power of God was moving, I felt condemnation. I ain't felt that since I got saved. You let the power of God get to moving, I find myself right at home. Amen. It's good being justified tonight. Because when you're lost, you're condemned already. Amen. Just waiting on the carrying out of your sentence. That's it. Hey, we find that this ungodly man is condemned. Not only that, let me say this. He will be consigned. Verse 6. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Hey, listen to me. That word consigned has a lot of definitions, but here's the ones I'm using tonight. Word consigned in the situation I'm using that means to hand over or to deliver. One day, you that's lost, you don't get born again, you will be delivered into the lake of fire. That's where you're heading. The Bible said again, Revelation 20 and verse 15, and whoso was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Hey, that's where all sinners are going. Though, hey, preacher, what does a man have to do to wind up in the lake of fire? I can tell you real simple. Not turn to Christ for salvation. Because your sins, plural, what you are. That's a product of who you are. You go to hell, you go to the lake of fire because you have not received Christ as your Savior. You've not turned to Him for salvation. That's why you go to hell. Amen. You see, Christ died to take away sin. But if you don't trust Him, then my friend, your sin, the fact you're a sinner, you're going to wind up in the lake of fire. Amen. Hey, tonight as we're here, it's good to be a part of the blessed man, that godly man, instead of with the ungodly, the man that doesn't know God. Amen. Hey, where do you fit tonight? My heart desire, just giving truth, giving you truth tonight. But I tell you what, I felt God stir my heart several times tonight. I'm thankful for the Word of God. It does thrill me. Hey, even when it's beginning to correct something in my life, I'm still glad for it. Amen. Hey, let me say this too. Some people talk like the law's a bad thing. They say, I don't need law preaching. You do need law preaching. Galatians said that the law was our schoolmaster bringing us to Christ. I didn't know I was a sinner till the law said you're lost. God's holy, you're unholy. So I'm glad for the law. It couldn't save me. It revealed to me who I was and who He was. But grace is how I got in. Amen. Hey, tonight, as we're here, I hope you're saved. I hope everybody, and I'd say a lot of folk here are saved tonight. But if you're not saved, I'd get saved tonight because it may be too late tomorrow. Amen. Could be even somebody by internet tonight, watching tonight. You don't know God as your Savior. Hey, tonight's the night of salvation. Amen. And then we that are saved, how we need to put in practice verses 1-3 of this psalm. It'd be good getting that book. Amen. You say, preacher, I'm defeated all the time. Get in the book. I spent my early Christian life in my teen years in a lot of defeat. And the only reason for it, I wouldn't get in the book. That's it. Had I gotten the book as I got older, I wouldn't have the trouble I had back then. Amen. Brother Tim, it helps us to grow up. Helps us grow in the Lord. That Bible will. It'll change you as you get in it. Amen. Thank God again for the Holy Word of God. Father, take the message, use it for thy glory. Help us in walking with you every day, getting in the word that you can speak to us. Lord, I save that soul that's lost here tonight. We'll praise you for all things in Jesus' name. Heads bowed and eyes closed just for a moment. Tried my best to preach what God put on my heart. Just look at this psalm tonight. Simple preaching, but powerful preaching if we'll just take it to heart. And I wonder if there's someone here say, preacher, I'm not saved. I'm lost without God. Would you pray for me tonight? Anybody? Preacher, I'm not saved. For those of us who are saved, are you walking in light of the Word of God? You want victory? You need to get in the Bible. You want to know the will of God? You need to get in the Bible. That's how God speaks to us. Let's stand tonight. Going to have a verse of invitation. No one does it come. We're going to close. Someone come and give you time to pray. Won't you mind the Lord tonight? I've longed for sweet.